Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from BlackRock Silver, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol BRC and on the OTCQX under the symbol BKRRF. We are chatting with the President and CEO, Andrew Pollard. Now, BlackRock Silver is focused on the company's flagship Tonopah West Silver Gold Project. This asset is in Nevada in well-known jurisdictions, and the company has really been on this project for under 2 years, I believe, and has a resource coming in the very near term. We're going to look ahead to some of the news that the company is waiting to release throughout this month as some assay results get back and that resource gets finished. But I first just want to recap news from last week, and that was closing of a financing with Eric Sprott, $5 million, no warrants attached to this financing. I believe it cashes up the company now. Well, it adds $5 million to the company's cash position. Andrew, take us through what interested Eric to come into this deal and how you got this deal done with Eric to bring in that $5 million, please.
Yeah, no, great to be here and appreciate the opportunity to get in front of everyone here. You know, funnily enough, Eric was already a shareholder of us, a large one, but he reached out after we released our last set of drill results where we were discussing that we've now stepped out significantly beyond the resource area that will form the basis for the maiden resource at the end of the month here. And he just wanted to get an idea of just how big we thought this system could possibly be. I mean, we've expanded our resource areas about 800 meters along strike by 800 meters. And we've, in that last news release, we said we hit what we think is our Merton vein, another 350 meters southwest of the resource area, in addition to our Denver vein, 250 meters west of the resource area. And we've also got, you know, an existing step out east, about 150 meters east on our Bermuda vein. So, I mean, effectively just back of the napkin, that's showing we've already stepped out about 50% beyond what this resource area will cover. And he wanted to get an idea of, well, how far beyond that do we think this thing could possibly get? So we started talking. And then Silver obviously went on a bit of a move. I think the day we announced the financing with Eric was the same day that Russia invaded the Ukraine. And I think Silver broke out well above $25. What was so bullish about Eric reaching out and wanting to do this deal was the terms. When I halted the stock that day to get this deal over the line, we closed at 89 cents. He did a deal. It's a four-month hold on the shares at 88 cents. And there's no warrants, no half warrants, no nothing attached. He just wanted in and he wanted in now. And I can't think of a more bullish setup knowing that our maiden resource estimate is going to be coming out at some point this month to have him, one of the world's largest silver bugs, write this check to get in effectively market prices because he wanted in pre-resource. And now, you know, on the back of this deal, he becomes our largest shareholder of the company.
Well, Andrew, it's pretty exciting news. It's nice to see Sprott on board and without the warrant, no less, and without a half warrant. So that's also a great thing for existing shareholders. And it's a great precedent to set for a company that you can raise capital without giving away the farm in dilution. So hats off to you and your team, Andrew. And then one question that some investors may have here is with the excitement about the resource estimate coming out later this month building, just a reminder, you've only been at this about a year and a half. Why come out with a resource estimate now when you're hitting on so many step outs? You know, why not wait until you beef it up a little bit more? What's the rationale for coming out with the resource estimate after just a year and a half?
Well, this is a real project and it's a standout within the silver world. I mean, not only is the grade and potential size of it really put it nearly in a league of its own, but what really makes this unique within the silver space is the fact that not only are we in Nevada, but we're in private land in Nevada, walking distance from a town. And, you know, if you've been following what's going on down in Mexico and Peru and, you know, pretty much everywhere in South and Central America, you know, it means that all of the silver primary producers are having the same headaches and they're all needing to get outside to offset jurisdictional risk. Well, once you start looking at high grade stories with size potential, you know, outside of South and Central America, you know, we're effectively the only game in town. We're, you know, the reason why we want to get the resource out is we want to backstop our valuation and we want to at least solidify our standing within the industry so that a major can't take us out prematurely or at least, you know, at an undervalued level. So what we're trying to do with this, as though it's just the start, yeah, we only started drilling in June of 2020. Our database that we inherited included zero drill holes in the resource area that we're drilling out now. So we literally started from scratch. But what we want to do here is just show the market, we have this, these tons at this grade. We've established the continuity of the veins that we're drilling out. We're showing upside potential. And part of that upside potential is that expansion that we've already baked in. But we've also been, you know, knowing, I think from an M&A standpoint, you know, we have a huge target on our back right now. We took some big Hail Marys at the end of last year with our drilling. And we've got, I think, three step out holes at the lab right now, which should be coming out any point, either right before or right after the resource, which are like a kilometer and a half beyond the resource area. And if we hit on those, not only will it immediately effectively triple the footprint of mineralization, at the same time, people can start to infer tonnage and grade and ounces over, you know, an X amount of area. It will also be a proof of concept in our theory that the veins start curving north-northwest. And if they do, and if we can show that they keep going there, well, we just staked another 20 square kilometers that line up, you know, like you're staring down the barrel of a rifle in terms of what we've drilled so far. So, yeah, things are looking very good here in the short term. And, you know, I think part of this resource, the reason we want to get this resource out now is just to re-rate and show the viability of this project, at least from, you know, an early stage.
Okay, so very much just the maiden resource here. Still a lot of other drilling that is, in a way, going to move that resource ahead, even after it's released, or even before it's released due to the cutoff time. But, Andrew, last time we had you on the show back at the tail end of February, we mentioned that the general resource area for the upcoming resource is about 800 meters by 800 meters. Besides simple ounces, silver ounces that are reported here, what do you want investors to focus on when that resource is announced?
Well, you know what's interesting, and as I was saying, there's a bit of a target on our back with just with what's going on in the silver world, but we're also about, you know, we're 100-to-1 silver to gold ratio. So whatever ounces we put out, you know, silver wise, we'll also have a corresponding amount of gold coming out. And if you've been following the Walker Lane district right now, it's never been hotter. In fact, the two towns right that follow along the same highway that go through Nevada, Goldfields and Beatty, both have been consolidated by mid-tiers and major mining companies just in the last 2 months. You had AngloGold consolidate the Bullfrog District just outside of Beatty by spending $600 million Canadian on Corvus. And just last week or the week before, Centerra Gold moved into the neighborhood one town over from us by spending $200 million U.S. on an asset from Waterton. Well, you know, Tonopah, both of those discoveries were made on the back of Tonopah. We have a huge gold credit too, so we're not just high-grade silver. We'll have a lot of high-grade gold there. And at the end of the day, these precious metals companies don't really care about either of them. They only care about green. And, you know, I think what we're going to be showing is we're not just going to be a standout within the silver market. You know, private land in Nevada with ounces in the ground and expansion potential, both high-grade gold and silver, makes us quite attractive within just the precious metals markets entirely.
Well, Andrew, we'll keep following along and look forward to that resource estimate coming out. I want to circle back around to some of these step-out holes, though, just to maybe give people a picture of what you're doing. I think you said you've had some step-outs that were about 350 meters, both to the west and to the east. You know, in my mind, that would already be expanding the deposit quite a bit. But then you said you've got these Hail Mary step-outs that are over a kilometer out. What could that mean for the size of the deposit? I mean, what would you do if you hit, and what do you want investors to focus on these step-out holes that are still at the lab?
Yeah, well, I think it becomes a really easy story to follow once we get this resource out, because people can look at the area we've drilled out, you know, along strike, and they can infer tons, and they can look at the grade. And then it's just, you know, basic, you know, get out the ruler and say, okay, well, they've stepped out this much further. You know, this is sort of what it means. It just becomes a really, really straightforward project to follow from there. You know, we're showing ultra high metallurgical recoveries too. So, you know, any ounces we prove up are going to be easily recoverable ounces. And, you know, these step outs at the lab, I mean, you know, as I said, we've already got results showing that the footprint of mineralization is at least 50% larger than what we'll be putting out in this resource here. But the ones that we're awaiting, the assays we're awaiting, would effectively, certainly double, if not triple, that figure. So, yeah, you know, I don't want to get too giddy thinking about it, but, you know, I have a good feeling that we're going to hit. And if that's the case, then it's lights out, game over. I think, you know, there might be a feeding frenzy for these ounces from, you know, potential acquirers, and could get very interesting very quickly. So we'll see.
So you think you're a near-term takeover target then, after this resource comes out and showing some of these step-outs?
I'd be surprised if we weren't. Silver primary companies, and we know everyone, we speak to everyone, all of them have lost their mandate to make investments into South and Central America. They're all, you know, getting chased out of Peru. They're getting chased out of Mexico. They're getting, you know, between cartels and environmentalists and permits and royalty issues and blockades, they're not going to double down. So there's lots of other good companies putting out good results, putting out resources. They're not going to command that takeout premium. They're going to have to go it alone. With us, private land in Nevada, clear path to development, and, you know, us de-risking it to this point, you know, I think you're going to, if you see one offer come in, I'd expect you'd probably see multiple ones, because we're just so, so rare within the world right here. I mean, you'd have to go to very far flung places to find anything like this. And, you know, we're three hour drive from Vegas, walking distance to town. Our drill set up behind a Comfort Inn and Suites right now. So it's pretty good.
Well, Andrew, just remind people who some of the key stakeholders are now and how much they own of the company, just to give people a sense of who's already in position as far as stakeholders, and how much room would that give another potential suitor to come in and make an offer on the company?
Well, we already have one, you know, strategic involved, and that's First Majestic Silver. And obviously, you know, as I was saying, you know, they're one of the companies that was looking to offset jurisdictional risk by, you know, diversifying from Mexico. They're, I think, partially diluted, just under 5%. Sprott's our largest shareholder. We're about 60% institutional shareholders now in high net worths. So, you know, I can place most of the stock by picking up my, you know, making 10 to 15 phone calls. Beyond that, you know, this has been a huge retail success story, in the sense that 3 years ago when I stepped in, we were 3 cents and $1 million market cap. So it's been a hell of a ride. I think as we're chatting right now, our stock's around 103. So, and liquidity's, you know, off the charts. But, you know, ultimately any sort of deal would be, you know, that's up to the shareholders, you know, whether they like it or not. But, you know, all we can do is put one foot in front of the other. We've been super aggressive with what we've been doing. We're easily the most active silver exploration project in North America by a country mile, probably top three globally, having done 115,000 meters of drilling in about a year and a half. And to start with zero drill hole database to putting out a maiden resource, you know, across what will be six different veins, in such a short period of time, drilling from surface is pretty unheard of. The only thing keeping me up at night is someone's going to take us out before we have a chance to establish and backstop our value here. So, you know, I think this next month and a half with the step outs at the lab, which, as I said, are Hail Marys. And if we hit there, you know, sky's the limit. But this resource and what we've already proven out beyond that resource is a hell of a start, you know, in under 2 years.
All right. Well, Andrew, we're going to have you back on when that resource is released. Sounds like in a couple weeks at the very latest, by the end of this month. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Andrew regarding any of the work going on or any of the recent results that we have discussed in past interviews, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. Andrew, thanks for your time, and keep us up to date when that resource is released.
Thank you.